Sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Hello! Here I am. Here we are. We are one.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
And I say welcome to the show.
Steve Sanchez, 101.5 FM, 720 AM, KDON, the talk of Las Vegas. Hour number two, Monday edition of the show, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. Calls on hold, I'm going to come right back to you. But when I went to top of the hour news in the last hour, I said something that probably shocked you. And it shouldn't shock you. But let me say this. The president interviewed with Chris Wallace Fox Sunday. There is a reason for that interview. There's a reason for everything that's happened. And again, if you've watched that interview, how can anybody say that this president isn't as sharp as a tack? This president is lucid. He is competent. He has a handle on things. He knows what's going on, and he absolutely loves America. But let's just say for a moment, that Nancy Pelosi is accurate and that Trump's going to leave the White House even if he has to be fumigated. She's tough-talking Nancy. Tough-talking Nancy, chewing those false teeth of hers because she refuses to put a real secure bond like Polygrip. I mean, so, you know, as much money as she makes, you would think she'd be able to get some permanent implants, but she doesn't. But she's a tough talker. She's a tough talker. And basically, she's calling Trump a rat. She's calling him a rodent because that's what fumigated means. It means to gas him out of there. That's what she's saying, that even if Trump doesn't think he's leaving even if he has to get fumigated. And friends, isn't this what they've been doing since the beginning? I mean, my God, even before Donald Trump won the election, they've been doing this the moment he started running, the moment he became the nominee. I mean, so it's no mystery that John Kasich is going to speak at the Democratic National Convention. You know, John Kasich, he looks like he's always drunk or he just woke up from a nap because one side of his hair is always flat like he's got pillow hair. You know what I'm talking about? John Kasich doesn't impress me. And John Kasich is always saying, well, you know, I worked for the Republican Reagan administration. Shut up, John Kasich. Nobody liked you as a governor. Nobody cares for you. Everybody knows you're just a mean man. Your personality is very condescending, arrogant, and mean. So it's not surprising that Joe Biden has him speaking at the Democratic National Convention. Come on now. There's no surprise there. And you think people woke up and said, oh my God, did you hear that, John? No one cares. It's just another attempt to try to make you believe that Republicans are united to get Trump out. These are the never Trumpers. They never went away. They're still there. They're the ones that are behind the Lincoln Project, etc. Okay? Come on now. But let's just say for a moment, say that Donald Trump does lose and he's not reelected. Let's just say he does lose. The one thing that you can say, the one thing that you can take from his presidency is he single-handedly exposed the New World Order agenda of who they are, what they do, how they've been screwing us over for decades, and he absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, exposed Pedogate. You know, these politicians and these big business people and these celebrities that are actually having sex with kids? You know, Epstein, you remember Epstein? Remember how he committed suicide? Wink, wink. You know Lolita Island, and you know that, hey, there's a black book, and there's probably evidence and video of politicians screwing kids. Yeah, you know you heard that here, because nobody has the guts to say that. And right now, the crap's going to hit the fan. Unless she's dead, unless Maxwell is dead or commits suicide, like Jeffrey Epstein, and she's on record saying, I'm fearing for my life. Because she believes that he was murdered, and he was murdered. Come on. I know we can't prove it. It's just like someone saying, well, O.J. Simpson didn't do that to his wife and that poor kid. Come on now. Come on. And why isn't anybody enforcing masks with OJ when he's all over Las Vegas and Summerlin partying without a mask? Are you afraid he's going to whack you? It's hitting the fan. Pedogate. Sex trafficking. And don't tell me that Ghislaine Maxwell doesn't have a concern in front of her, fearing for her life. Because, well, the judge, you know, the federal judge that's handling the Epstein issue. Did you hear about this? A gunman dressed as a FedEx delivery driver opened fire at her home, killing her son, and now her husband's in critical condition. Did you hear about that? Yeah. U.S. District Judge Esther Salas. Okay, she was the target, or was she? Or was someone trying to send a message to scare her because she's the one handling the Epstein investigation? Interesting, right? Well, here's what's even more interesting. When have you heard of an assassin committing suicide? Because now the suspect that was identified that killed the son and has put the husband in critical condition has been found dead of suicide. So you tell me, are we watching a bad movie? Are we watching a Prison Break? Are we watching Bourne Identity? See, the things that we see at the movies, we're seeing play out in front of our very eyes. So why am I going here? Because the one thing I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, the one thing, if Trump is a one-time president, America's over at that point. I'm just telling you. You may not think, but America's over at this point. But if Trump is a one-term president, the least you can say is, my God, he exposed the corruption. He exposed the swamp. He exposed how much Republicans and Democrats have screwed us over. He's exposed Pedogate. He's exposed that there's sex trafficking happening. I mean, come on now. Am I wrong on this? Of course I'm not wrong. And I'm going to open up the phone lines and I'm going to allow you to weigh in on the program. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the conversation. 702-257-5396. So do you think that this assassin went to either kill the judge, or did they kill the son and were hoping to kill the husband, sending a warning to her to rule favorably the way she's supposed to rule? I mean, think about that. That's scary stuff. That is scary stuff. And it's hitting the fan. There's a lot of people. And this woman, Maxwell, okay, this Ghislaine Maxwell says she's got tapes of two prominent politicians having sex with minors. And she has tapes because she's a sick pup herself, because she was the enabler. She was the one that helped Epstein. And trust me, friends, Christy Teigen, that's why she's taken off all those tweets, all the crazy comments that she put on Twitter about little girls. I mean, have you read them? Who puts that? Nobody jokes like that unless they're lunatics. All this is being exposed. So tell me that God is not somehow in all of this. Tell me. Because how does this happen in such a short period of time? Trump has only been in office 3.5 years. In such a short period of time, we have been exposed to the most corrupt behaviors that we've ever seen or would have ever expected to see out of Washington, D.C. And now, further, we're getting evidence of politicians, men and women of industry, celebrities involved in pedophilia. You're going to tell me that God didn't use Trump as a wrecking ball? I don't give two craps what my liberal opponents think of me, say about me, because they're just wrong. I'll out-debate them any time of the day, any day of the week. What I'm saying is absolutely correct. You know it, and I know it. Let's get back to our busy calls. My old friend, Mike, are you still with us?
Oh, yes, sir. I wouldn't miss a show when I'm in town, Steve. Hey, I wanted to ask you, Steve, how's Gabriel and Leo doing?
Oh, those grandkids are doing great. Getting older, doing well, healthy. And I appreciate you asking. I really do. No, the kids are great. And for the audience that doesn't know who Mike is, Mike has been a fan of the show since the show started in its inception in 2010 on Sunday nights in syndication. So, you know, Mike's a very good friend of the show, and it's very good to hear your voice, and I'm glad you're doing well, and I hope you're putting a lot of gold nuggets in your pocket.
Well, right on, Steve. Well, no, I got slowed down by the COVID. They shut the border down, Steve, and it cost, I would say, four times as much to get my equipment up here. And but I'm plugging ahead. I've just filed and recorded successfully with the BLM an entire creek from the mouth to the saddle, and it's got some nice gold on it. And up here I've discovered an area that I've been researching that's open for mineral entry, and I think people should start thinking about staking claims because of the situation that we're in right now, Steve. I mean, you're dead right. The onion's peeling fast, but it's not the president, Steve. It's you and Alex Jones, a few key players, blue ribbon programs like you that ignited this movement. It's a movement. The one world government's dead. It's a do or die situation with them. They're either going to get rid of this president, or they're going to cause an all-out war, which is already happening. I was in Fred Meyer's yesterday picking up supplies, and there was a constant drone over the background speakers. Please wear your mask. Please keep your distance 6 feet. I mean, it sounded like THX 1138. I mean,
it sounded something like out of the movie 1984, right?
Yeah, it was insane. I said, man, I wish I should record this. But another quick item here, Steve. Did you see the post I put on your Facebook about I put the cardboard sign that says the SteveSanchezShow.com on the big Arctic Welcome to the Arctic Circle sign?
No, I didn't. I'll have to look for that.
Can I make friends with you on Facebook again, Steve?
Absolutely. Go find me, Mike, on Facebook. I'm coming up on break, but make sure you do that, Mike. Find me. Continue to listen to the show. Great to hear from you.
You got it, boss.
My prayers to you and your family, Mike. Thanks for being a good friend of the show for all these years. It's great to hear from you. It really is. And we pray for your safety. Just remember, you find a gold nugget, throw one my way. All right, Mike. Yeah. I'll tell you, friends. Mike's right. And for years, Mike had called the Sunday night show the syndicated show I have. But it's now become a best of Steve Sanchez. And, you know, we talked about this for years, about this, as he said, this onion peeling back. Isn't it peeling back? Friends, don't you agree that that onion is peeling now, as Mike said? What do we do about it? It's the real question. The phone lines are open, 702-257-5396. Quick break, and then we're going to come back and go right back to the calls. Don't go away.
A truthful take on our troubled times. It's Steve Sanchez.
All right, welcome back to the program. I know you've heard me talk about my friend Bob Soul's podcast. And in fact, he is a partner, actually, with the Davis Miles Law Group, who are the sponsors of this half hour. But he has a podcast he drops every Friday. And I'm telling you, Patriots, this is a go-to place. It's for free. You can go check it out at evenlegal.com. That's evenlegal.com. He just dropped an episode this last Friday. I would download it and listen to it. It's talking about right now, again, our rights and what property the government can take from you during this COVID-19 situation and during this, you know, so-called systemic racism of, let's say there was a civil unrest. You know, what can the government do and what can't they do regarding your property? It's going to blow your mind. Literally, it will blow your mind. When I listened to the episode, I said, you're kidding. That can't be right. And I shot him a text message and I said, you know, Bob, is this accurate? And he said, yeah, it's accurate. Check it out, evenlegal.com. That's evenlegal.com. Download the podcast. It's for free. Listen to it. I know you'll love it. I want to hear your feedback on it as well. He drops a new episode every Friday, and he's got a whole list of podcast episodes there about the mask. Is it, you know, unconstitutional? What can you do about your medical exemption if you can't wear a mask? All good legal counsel for free. Again, evenlegal.com. All right, let's get right back to business here and jump over on to the phones. Let's go to Brady. You're next. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, right on, Steve. Did you hear Pelosi today? I think you mentioned earlier that she said she might have to fumigate the White House in order to get Trump and his family out of the building?
Yeah, because what she's doing is she's calling them rodents. She's calling them vermin, and that's why she's saying what she's saying. But, you know, she's going to have a big surprise when he gets reelected with a 362 electoral count.
Well, isn't that the most disrespectful thing? Here you go. Like, I just saw, like, a documentary on Newsmax today on Ronald Reagan, and here you had Tip O'Neill, who was the Speaker of the House at the time, a Democrat. And you look at, you know, how the people work with each other when there's a transition over.
Right.
How a complete opposite. Pelosi is like the Antichrist of the Democrat Party. And, I mean, we have to stop these people, because when you're calling the people that are overthrowing, like the people in the Antifa people that are in Portland right now,
yeah,
the stormtroopers and Gestapo, that's what I talk about always when I call you. I said, I cannot handle a white person calling somebody a Nazi Gestapo person. Knock it off.
It's irresponsible. It's what it is. It's irresponsible. It's disrespectful. And it shouldn't happen. And people that do that, they just don't have brains. And it's disappointing, because there are racists in every color in the crayon box. White, black, brown, purple with polka dots. Race isn't associated with any one color. It is basically a heart issue. A white guy can be a racist, a black dude, brown guy, a brown dude. It's ridiculous. So when we start pigeonholing people and saying, well, you're a Nazi and you're you just sound foolish.
The foolish part is, we're the white people that overtook the Germans and fought the Nazi. Otherwise, Pelosi would be a lampshade by now.
Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. Well, you know, it's funny, Brady. Think about this. Alec Baldwin, you know, and don't get me wrong, Alec Baldwin's a great actor. Most actors that are phenomenal are lunatics in real life. But Alec Baldwin has now come out and said, you know what? Trump is going to use the military to stop the election in November. These guys are just nuts. They reach for things that make no sense.
Look at that guy's eyes, though. I mean, I can read people's eyes. Just look at them people's eyes. Adam Schiff, Pelosi, Baldwin. You know, the Nadlers. There's something wrong. You can judge a person's character really quick through their eyes, and they are evil, demonic people that hate America.
Oh, yeah, you can see a manifestation. You're right. You can see a manifestation of demonic on them. That, I agree 1,000% with you. When you look at them, Schumer, remember, it was months ago, it was during the impeachment, the fake impeachment that happened with the president, when Chuck Schumer, again, I say this, and I appreciate the call, Brady, thank you, man. He's walking down the aisle. He goes to talk to McConnell and has some words with McConnell. He turns around to go sit down. There's no one in his seat. There's no one near his seat. There's no one behind his seat. He literally talks to the seat and tells an invisible person to get up and move so he can sit there. I'm telling you, I think he was talking to a demon. That's what I believe. I know you guys think it's crazy, but Brady's right. These people have a manifestation. You can see it. The only people that don't see this don't have spiritual eyes. So, you know, hey, no problem. You probably don't have spiritual eyes, and you can't see the manifestation of the demonic on some of these people, because what else would you call them? What else? It's so funny. Are you Democrats afraid of me? Because typically, I'd love to get a call from a liberal that tells me I'm wrong, and I'd love to be able to have a conversation where we can have an intellectual one without screaming at each other to understand each other. But you know what? I don't think you have a way to support the lunacy that goes on in your party. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396. We'll be right back. Won't you come see about me? All right, welcome back to the program. Want to remind everybody, I will be on Sean Spicer's show tomorrow on Newsmax TV. As you know, I'm a frequent guest and commentator there. I will be on tomorrow, so make sure you check your local listings on your cable. I don't know if you're on Cox, CenturyLink, Dish, or many of the others, but I wanted you to catch that tomorrow. So make sure you do Sean Spicer and Company tomorrow with yours truly. I love Newsmax TV, not just because I'm a guest on there, but it's because they're unapologetically conservative. In fact, the president loves Newsmax. In fact, he said he loves it even better than Fox. He's even tweeted that he likes it better than Fox News. And there's a reason for it. I mean, and I don't know if you've ever seen the shows, but when you look at shows like, you know, the Chris Salcido show or Sean Spicer or Greg Kelly, there's no doubt that this is unapologetically conservative. And there's nothing wrong with that when every other news network out there is just liberal. But don't get me wrong. They don't spin. They bring out the truth. And regardless if it's conservative, Republican, if you make a mistake, Newsmax TV is definitely there reporting the truth. And that's what we expect. And that's what we need. Again, DirecTV, Dish, Sling, Fubo, Spectrum, Suddenlink, Cox, CenturyLink, many, many more. You can just check your cable guide. And make sure you tune in. David Horowitz is a frequent guest on there as well. You know, you've heard me talk about him, had him on my show. He's the best-selling author of the new book, Blitz, which is already a number one Amazon bestseller. It's already on the New York Times best-selling list. So if you haven't read it, you should. You can find it at bookstores, or you can just take advantage of the free offer by going to blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com. 411.com, or you can simply call 1-800-NEWSMAX and get David Horowitz's book. It's a great read. It talks about how Trump has a secret strategy to win. And I'll tell you, friends, right now, as we see things going as they're going, you need to have every bit of info and tool in your toolbox to help you, help spread the word, talk to your family, your friends, and let them know the truth. Blitz411.com is how you get that free offer from Newsmax. And again, don't forget, tomorrow I'm on with Sean Spicer. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Phone lines are open. Let's get right back to business. Olga, you're next. Welcome to the show. Hey, Olga, are you with me? All right, looks like Olga left the building. Let's jump over to Bruce. Bruce, hope you're still with us.
Hey, you remember a while back, Biden did an interview with Chris Wallace, really brief one a few months back. He threw Biden some softball question. At the end, Biden called him Chuck because he thought he was interviewing with Chuck Todd. That's how far gone that guy is.
That's right. I remember that.
For all you people who don't believe in the swamp and the deep state, well, today, Chris Wray, he hired Jason Jones as the FBI top lawyer. Now, these two, they work together at the law firm of King and Spalding. It currently, you know who works there? Rod Rosenstein and Sally Yates.
Interesting.
So, I mean, if that don't say deep state, nothing does. Then you have Fauci this weekend. He's on the news, you know, talking about how certain states responded to COVID. You know, COVID virus. He says, oh, New York did it the right way. You know, the state with 1/6 of all the deaths.
And you know what? He's turned into a little superstar. That's what he is. He's soaking that any which way he can. In fact, I think he's throwing out. Did you catch it? He's going to throw out the first pitch at the Nationals game.
Oh, geez. Man, don't surprise me. You know, and the way they distort these headlines, you know, they're not technically lies, but they might as well be, you know. See, COVID deaths rise in most states. Well, you know, even one death means it rose. So, you know, it's not a lie, but how misleading is that?
Yeah, it's there is this major propaganda across the board to spread misinformation. And like you said, yeah, some of it is true, but the way they do it for one reason, and that's scare the crap out of people.
Hey, did you see what Paul Ryan had to say today? You know, the former Speaker of the House and the Fox News board member?
No.
He went on there and said, 70% of the voters in the suburbs and the key Midwestern states, they're all supporting Biden.
Wow. So, incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, this mail-in thing, I mean, we can all go out and support Trump and vote for him, but this mail-in thing, it may be to no avail. But I don't hear the Republicans putting up a big beef about it either. They're just laying back and taking punches like they always do.
Well, and you know, this is the thing with the Republican Party. They don't care. There's a tremendous amount of never Trumpers that don't want Trump reelected. I mean, they didn't want him elected in the first place. And now some of them are coming out. One of them, again, is John Kasich, as I said, going to speak at the Democratic convention. But again, people that don't pay attention see this and they say, oh my gosh, even the Republican Party, they just can't stand Trump. Oh, we have to vote for Biden. That's what is crazy about this whole thing. Bruce, do appreciate you holding as long as you did. Thank you for the call. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. There is a lot of misleading things. I mean, you know, when I'm looking at celebrities And their fundraisers, like Jay Leno hosting a fundraiser for Joe Biden with Rob Reiner and John Legend. If I was John Legend, I'd worry more about his creepy wife tweeting things about young minor girls doing the splits on Toddlers and Tiara. So, you know, she deleted a bunch of them and said, you know, if I'm not taken care of and Twitter doesn't defend me, I'm off. Well, goodbye, Felicia. I mean, this is what's so crazy. Hollywood is being exposed. Many politicians are being exposed. You may not think so. You may say, Steve, you know, we've heard this for a long time. Believe me. Believe me. And I'll tell you this. Let's just say for a moment. Let's just say for a moment that Trump didn't get reelected. Let me just throw that one out there again. The president has already been on record stating in the past that he would start his own news network to bring the truth. So just imagine. If you think Donald Trump's going away, think again. But I just believe, based on the silent majority of this company, this country, that they're going to show up. And but here's the sad part. Trump wins re-election. You know what that means? It's going to be a continuation of the same, unless we take back the House and retain the Senate. And I'm not thrilled about many of those, you know, as Bruce said, Republicans that just sit around and do nothing. They don't help. They don't, you know, get involved. They're concerned more of their own political clout than they are the betterment of the country. This is why I've always been a supporter of term limits. But I don't think you're going to see term limits, because you know who's responsible to vote in term limits? The same people that basically are there for 50 years. Do you really think that's going to happen? Do you really believe that these people are going to, well, say goodbye to their steak lunches, their six-figure incomes, their pensions, their health insurance, and the political power and clout that they get? That right in itself. I mean, that's the only reason they're there. I mean, come on. You really believe a Nancy Pelosi and a Mitch McConnell and a Chuck Schumer and all these people that have been there for decades really should be there? I mean, when are people going to really wake up? I mean, that's the real question I have. When are people really going to wake up and say, wow, these people have been there 20, 30, 40 years, and they keep saying, elect us and we're going to take care of business. Has business really been taken care of? I mean, truthfully, can you look at your life and say that business has really been taken care of for you appropriately, the way you should, the way it should be taken care of? I mean, think about it. I think that's why people are, you know, hate both political parties. I hate to say that, but it's true. This is why I believe Trump overwhelmingly won. And this is why I believe, once again, that Trump is going to win overwhelmingly, because I don't think anybody's lost that sentiment. I mean, friends, let me ask you this. Do you really believe Donald Trump is responsible for a lack of leadership in coronavirus? I mean, really, do you really believe that the president purposely doesn't care about anybody getting COVID or anything? Come on now. I mean, that's a real stretch. And when you really look at what the president has done and the increases in testing and the things that have happened, what other president, I mean, what else would have someone done? I mean, when you look at Fauci, who's supposed to be the expert, in the beginning, he's saying not to worry about this, that this thing's not going to be that bad. You don't even need a mask. And then that changed. Millions of people are going to die. I mean, so from the get-go, there's been this struggle from the beginning. But the left and the mainstream media, who don't do their job, continue to push this on the president. And I'll tell you this. If you don't get out and vote and you don't go out and do your job, you're part of the problem. I mean, you are just part of the problem. And don't even get me started with guns, because I'm telling you, like I said, the McCloskeys getting charges filed against them for defending their property. So think about this. We've talked about this for years. So based on what I'm seeing there, one group is going to have superiority over anybody else, because you're part of a Black Lives Matter group, you're going to get a pass. You're not going to get any consequences for busting down a gate in a community, storming someone's house, stating that you're going to burn the house down, stating and throwing verbal assaults to this couple. They weren't supposed to do what they did. Let me ask you, friends, wouldn't you have done the same thing? And based on what the McCloskeys did, does that stop you from ever defending yourself now? I mean, has this now scared you a little bit to say, oh, wait a minute, if something like this happened in my own neighborhood, I'm going to think twice now of pulling out my weapon to defend myself? Or have you basically said, no way, forget about it, I'll take my chances? I mean, seriously, these are issues that need to be discussed and debated, because this is happening in front of our very eyes. In front of our very eyes. It's not like something that hypothetically can happen. It's happening. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396, if you'd like to weigh in on the program. The SteveSanchezShow.com website, that's where you can go to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. That's my digital platform. And I would, if you're not following me there, it's for free. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go follow me. Be part of the conversation on the digital platform. We have a great community forum. Lots of good live streaming videos and content. So make sure you check that out. And then, of course, my podcasts and archives are also at that website, the SteveSanchezShow.com website. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Let's take a break and come back, take a couple more calls, and then we'll wrap her up. Don't go away.
Time to let you go, but I don't know. I don't mind at all. It's getting so you never.
All right, welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you on this busy Monday edition of the show. Want to remind you, I'll be on Sean Spicer's show tomorrow on Newsmax TV. Make sure you check that out. And I'll be releasing this week some of the other guest appearances I'll have on Newsmax as well. If you're not watching Newsmax, I'm telling you again, friends, you just got to watch Newsmax TV. It is a great place for conservative viewpoints and conservative discussion. I also want to remind you, I'm doing something really special with Children's Hospital at UMC. We've got this donation thing going on. Look, Boomer Naturals is one of our sponsors. They do the face mask. And I'm not going to argue one way or the other, pro or con, on face masks. We know that they're here. We know that you have to use them to go into the store. They do help people that are vulnerable. Even the president has come out and acknowledged these things. So they're here. So the biggest thing that I am concerned about are these kids that have leukemia and heart disease, and they're in the children's hospital. And a lot of these parents have to wait out, and only one parent could go in. And if we can help them, give them some supplies that they're in desperate need of, that's what I'm all about. So Boomer Natural stepped up to the plate with me. And they said, look, for every $10 towards one mask, because don't forget, they're 30-day use face masks, for every $10, we're going to donate another mask. So that's getting two masks, and that's like getting literally, okay, think about this, 60 masks, because one mask you can use for 30 uses. So help me out, friends. Look, you know, conservatives, I know, are generous and compassionate, and I need your help. This is important to me. You've heard my story about my grandson, and there's a lot of stories similar in terms of kids needing help. It's real easy to do. Go to the SteveSanchezShow.com website. You'll find the icon there of the child that's in the hospital bed, and it'll say donate. It's real simple. Click that. Just $10. $10. Come on, Patriots. And Boomer Naturals will match that. We'll be able to get a shipment off of masks to the Children's Hospital, UMC, right here in Vegas. That's important to me. Please make it important to you. Again, donate today. I'll be very, very grateful if you do. All right, let's take a couple more calls before we bounce out of here. Let's go to Khalid the Patriot. You're next. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Steve. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I told you Governor Newsom was going to go bat crap crazy in California.
Well, Steve, if this does not give me more fuel to my fire to recall his ass out of the office of governor of California. I don't know what is, Steve, because he closed down the mosques again.
Yeah, I told you.
We had to pray Friday prayer out on the parking lot. And I'm extremely pissed because in a couple of days, it's our second major holiday, and we're not going to be able to pray at the mosque again for this second major holiday.
See? Look, that happened with Christians and Easter.
Absolutely.
This is my point. Faith-based organizations, religion is under attack by these liberal atheists.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, Steve. And what pisses me off even more is my community is not doing anything about it. The upstairs, they're not doing anything. Well, it's an act of God. We just have to be patient. Okay, it's not an act of God that we're still in COVID this long, and it's, I don't want to say anything. It sounds kind of blasphemous if I did say anything. But
well, I know what you're saying. People are angry. People are angry, rightfully so. And because there's so much misinformation, Khalid, people are just angry. That's the thing. You have every right to be.
Absolutely. Steve, just real quick, I want to comment about that gunman who tried to kill the judge, and he killed the son and critically wounded the husband.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he was sending a message to the judge, whoever hired him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to end up dead... Steve, these people know what they're doing because they didn't want him to get arrested and to spill the beans.
There you go.
What I'm saying. So, yeah, I'm not surprised when you said, oh, he found him, oh, he supposedly committed suicide. Nah, the guy did not commit suicide.
No, on that right there, I'll leave it. We're almost on break. I mean, excuse me, at end of the show. But no, Khalid, too many mysteries out there. There's no question about it. We've got a lot more to talk about. I didn't even get through half my stuff. But we will be back on tomorrow night. And we'll go ahead and take it from there. Friends, the SteveSanchezShow.com website. Go find me there. Podcast archives, media appearances, and, of course, again, my socials, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Yeah, we get millions of views, hundreds of thousands of likes. Not like a lot of other shows out there that get one like. Yeah, because, well, we're a real talk radio show. This is Steve Sanchez. Catch you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Steve Sanchez. For more of Steve, visit thestevesanchezshow.com.